this will be a very special day for you, won't it? Riding at the Cheltenham Festival, it's sort of every schoolboy's dream.
Yeah, listen, I suppose growing up, you'd always watch it on TV. I remember getting half days from school, as many as I could during the week, and coming home to watch Cheltenham, and to be riding here yesterday now and to be riding here again tomorrow is a pleasure.
I imagine also that, you know, it was always going to be racing for you, wasn't it? I don't know, how old were you when you first sat on a horse, albeit in Dad's backyard?
I think I was two when I started riding horses, and when I first sat in one anyway. And it's just gone from there, really. Growing up, I never thought I'd be good enough to be a jockey, and I still don't think I will be, but we're going okay at the moment, and we'll try and keep it going. And if we can keep learning and keep going away, well, we'll be happy.
And the feeling probably even better. You're sitting watching it at home, but now you're standing on the steps of the weighing room, right in the sort of mission control of the Cheltenham Festival.
Yeah, listen, to be here and even to be going out riding yesterday, you can feel the buzz. It's just there's nothing like this in Ireland. There's nothing like this anywhere. And even to be here, let's say, in the likes of Envoy Allen won yesterday, to hear the roar, there's nothing like it anywhere else.
And for you, who's the biggest influence? Is Dad the biggest influence, or who would you describe as your mentor?
Sure, I suppose Dad would be my biggest influence. He's helped me an awful long way along the way, along with my brother Emmett. I suppose growing up, sure, my idols probably would have been watching Ruby Walsh riding here so well, coming every year. And listen, I suppose, yeah, my father, and let's say my idol Ruby Walsh, watching all them growing up would have been incredible.
What's the ambition? Short term, just to get rid of the claim and take it from there, or to every time you go out learn something that you can put into that bank of knowledge, which in the years to come is obviously going to be so important for you.
Yeah, listen, to keep learning is the main thing. To write out the claim would be an ambition. I'd love to have a crack at winning the conditional title next year in Ireland, but it's going to be very hard. There's a lot of good lads coming through. To write out the claim, but to keep learning away and hopefully one day come back to the festival and try and ride a winner here would be incredible.
The always important thing too is that, you know, you're riding for yards that do give the young jockeys a chance.
I started in Gavin Cromwell's over a year and a half ago now, and I wouldn't have got going any firm, really. He's been incredible. He's supported me mistake after mistake I've made, and he's supported me an awful long way along the way, and he's been very, very good to me. I got into Willie Munns's by a chance ride last April in Punchtown that ended up running well and finishing second, and to be riding a horse with a very good chance for him here tomorrow now as well is incredible.
And of course the Martin Pipe, I suppose, is the one race they all want to win. The conditional jockeys race at the festival, that is a one-off.
Yeah, listen, in the conditional corner, the weigh room at home in Ireland, and even here in England when you're here, it's the one race that everyone's kind of on about, because it's our time to hopefully try and get in one, and it's our chance of trying to get on a festival winner. And listen, it's going to be incredibly competitive. My horse is very progressive. He was good at the last day in Thurles in what looked a good novice hurdle. The horse to finish second behind him is progressive. The boss Oscar was very good at Christmas. Colin McFire, a lovely run in Leopardstown the last day at the Dublin Race Festival. So it's going to be very hard.
I mean, it's always a two-pronged attack. One, let's get you a ride and then you can go and win it. So you must feel you're halfway there, because you're actually going to go to post.
Yeah, halfway there. And listen, by the looks of it, I think the horse that I'm on would be one of the pick of Willie's. He's very progressive and he's done nothing but improve all season. And listen, hopefully he'll give a good account of himself. Mr. Mullins knows what it takes to win it.